All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, you look at New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, and this guy is in a very elite company. Belichick, after the Patriots Super Bowl 49 victory over the Seattle Seahawks, joins former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Chuck Knoll as the only two head coaches in National Football League history to win four Super Bowl championships. And you look at Belichick and where he ranks amongst the all-time head coaches in the history of the National Football League. Now, Belichick overall continued with his time with the Cleveland Browns, has an overall regular season record of 211-109, and he is 22-9 in the postseason, and he is also 4-2 in the Super Bowl. Now, you look at Don Shula, who is the NFL's all-time winningest head coach, as he was 328-156-6, 19-17 in the postseason, and he was 2-4 in the Super Bowl. And of course, his highlight during that time was the undefeated Miami Dolphins of 1972, the only team in the Super Bowl era to finish a season unblemished. You look at George Halas, who was second on the NFL's all-time win list. He was 318-148-31. Papa Bear was 9-6 in the postseason, and he also led the Chicago Bears to 6 NFL titles. Of course, this was the pre-Super Bowl era. Tom Landry and his infamous fedora along the sidelines for the Dallas Cowboys was 250-162-6. He was 20-16 in the postseason, and he was 2-3 in the Super Bowl. You look at Mr. Fourth Place, and that would be Curly Lambeau, the former head coach and the founder of the Green Bay Packers. He was 226-132-22, and he was 3-2 in the postseason, along with 6 NFL titles. Paul Brown, the former head coach of both the Cleveland Browns and the founder of the Cincinnati Bengals, was 213-104-9 in the regular season, while going 17-9 in the postseason with 7 NFL titles. Then there comes in Bill Belichick at 6. Chuck Knoll, the former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, was 8th with 193. He has 193 wins to 148 losses, while going 16-8 in the postseason. And of course, he was 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Now you look at some other notable head coaches on this list. Bill Parcells, he, of course, the former head coach of the Giants, Patriots, Jets, and Cowboys. He is 11th on the NFL's all-time wins list, as he was 172-130-1, and while going 11-8 in the postseason and 2-1 in the Super Bowl. Then the man who the trophy is named after, Vince Lombardi. He's 39th on the NFL's all-time wins list because he didn't coach that long, but he was 96-34-6 in the regular season, while going 9-1 in the postseason, and 5 NFL titles, including winning the first 2 Super Bowls when it was still referred to as the AFL-NFL title game. And the final guy rounding out this list, of course, the legendary Bill Walsh, who was 43rd on the NFL's all-time wins list. Walsh had a regular season record of 92-59-1 in 10 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers, while going 10-4 in the postseason and winning 3 Super Bowl championships. So you look at where Bill Belichick ranks amongst these great head coaches, and honestly, Bill Belichick for me is right up there at number one. And that is not a disrespect to the men that have come before him, such as Don Shula, Tom Landry, George Halas, and Chuck Knoll, just to name a few. All of these guys, Bill Walsh included, never had to coach in the NFL during the salary cap era. In the eras that these men coached, it was all about the team, and dynasties were created because players stuck with that team. There wasn't free agency. So basically, the player was really, more than ever, property of that team. Nowadays in the National Football League, players are consistently changing teams due to salary cap constraints along with free agency. So it's really tough to keep that core intact. And you look at that because when New England won three championships between 2001 and 2004, they had a core group of guys on both sides of the ball. And of course, little by little, some of those guys got older, and some of those guys, the Patriots were simply unable to re-sign. But Belichick, in the salary cap era, which was designed to keep teams away from being consistent winners and designed to keep teams away from having dynasties, has found a way to consistently do it. Since 2001, the Patriots have not had one single losing season. They've only had two seasons in which they've gone by and not made the playoffs, and they still had winning records. You go back to 2002, they were 9-7, and of course 2008, the Patriots were 11-5, and that was coming off of a season in 2007 where they actually went 16-0 in the regular season, and they were minuscule seconds away from finishing an undefeated season before losing to the New York Giants. You look at the media coverage these days. Teams have to deal with it more than ever. You know, you look at the Vince Lombardi Packers, you know, they really didn't have to deal with that because first and foremost, Green Bay, Wisconsin is the smallest media market in all of the National Football League. It was all about the Packers in that great state of Wisconsin, but they did not have to worry about any white noise outside of their locker room. You look at the travel, things have changed. Back in the days, it was more about a Sunday afternoon thing in the National Football League. Little by little, it dwindled over to Monday night in the 1970s. And now you are seeing games in the NFL on Monday, Thursday, early Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. And, you know, sometimes towards the end of the season, you're even seeing games on Saturday night as well. You look at the scheduling and that factors into it as well. But the versatility is what has allowed Bill Belichick and the Patriots to win as much as they are. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, he has Tom Brady at quarterback. Very true. But remember, this New England team again went 11-5 in 2008 without the services of Tom Brady as he was injured in the first game of the season. But Belichick, more than ever, is one of the best to do it because he simply knows how to adjust. And that's what the great ones do. They simply know how to make adjustments on the fly. They know when something is not working, and they don't try to beat a dead horse into the ground. So, I mean, the Super Bowl trophy is named after Vince Lombardi, but I think when Bill Belichick's career is over, this is a guy that the National Football League is going to have to name some type of award after. Because you look at Belichick right now, he has 211 victories, sixth all time. He is on the verge of passing the great Paul Brown very early next season, more than likely, for fifth place on the NFL's all-time wins list for head coaches. And you give him two seasons, not unless New England goes undefeated next season, and he will pass the great Curly Lambeau for fourth place on the NFL's all-time wins list. You know, you have to respect what this guy does, and the bottom line is he gets the best out of his players on a week-to-week basis, and that's what being a head coach in any sport is all about, getting the best out of your personnel and taking it to another level. He knows how to adjust to people. He is a guy that is always going to consistently have a contending team in New England, and you simply have to respect what Bill Belichick has been able to do in an era that was designed to keep him from doing what he has been doing. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. In the very near future, I will have the date coming up for you soon, so just keep a track on that on both Twitter and Facebook, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.